Now, what would it take in terms of land area to do this? 200 plants. So it turns out that they would take up about half the land area of Vancouver. That's if they were fueled by natural gas. But remember the downside of natural gas? It also emits CO2. So if you use natural gas to do direct air capture, you only end up capturing about a third of what's intended, unless you have that clever approach of co-capture that carbon engineering does. And so if we had an alternative approach and used wind or solar to do this, the land area would be about 15 times larger, looking at the state of New Jersey now. One of the things that I think about in my work, in my research, is optimizing and figuring out where we should put these plants and think about the local resources available, whether it's land, water, cheap and clean electricity. Because, for instance, you can use clean electricity to split water to produce hydrogen, which is an excellent carbon-free replacement for natural gas to supply the heat required.